It's time for After the Game, our regular half post-game feature, as we talk with head coach Bill Dunn following Saugatuck football games. 59-32, the final at home, the home regular season finale against Bangor. Scoreline, I don't think, reflected how tough and how competitive this game was, especially for the first 18 minutes.
Boy, I felt like I was punched in the mouth. I mean, Bangor brought everything they had in that first quarter, and, you know, I said in my pregame, I said, you know, they've got athletes, they've got a sophomore kid that's got a cannon for an arm, and they scored 26 points in that first quarter. So that was a great, you know, eye-opener for our kids, and but we responded tremendously. We only gave up the one touchdown in the second quarter, and we shut them out defensively, so a lot of credit to our defense.
Let's before we talk about your team, let's give kudos to Jones, their fine quarterback, and Clinton, their little scat back running back. He returns the kickoff for a touchdown, and once it went to the I formation, he was a pest, especially in the second quarter.
Yeah, he both the quarterback and the young man that's a running back there, great speed, great athleticism, has that ability to make people miss. So that was a great challenge for our kids, and we responded, like I said, pretty well in the second half.
And finally, one other thing about Bangor before we talk about the Indians. Young team. They only have four seniors, and they'll be heard from the next couple of years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Jason Maynard is their coach. He's doing a great job over there. And, you know, it's a disappointing loss, I'm sure, for him tonight, but they won three games in a row, and he's building a program, doing a good job there.
All right. As I called during the game, I sort of saw some parallels with this game. With the Decatur game, this time Saugatuck was on the end of wearing down their opponents, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I was real proud of our frontline guys, ADOT, Andrew Block, Cam, you know, Taryn Holmes. I mean, those guys physically dominated. I wouldn't say dominated, but controlled the offensive and defensive line for us. And so I was pretty proud of them.
It's almost like back to basics in the second half. Some outside plays and like, but once back to the trap blocking and the T formation, basic bread and butter Saugatuck football sort of wore down the Vikings.
Absolutely, our full house T is our bread and butter. That's what we hang our hat on. Yeah, we run the rocket series. We got a spread offense. We do some stuff differently once in a while, but for the most part, our full house is what we hang our hat on. And you know, give a lot of credit to Joey Koshelski. He ran hard, close to 200 yards tonight. And like I said, from day one, how Joey goes, we go. And that's for both sides of the ball.
And one final thing about the game before we talk a little bit about Goebbels next week, takeaways. Three picks and a fumble recovery. Connor Rasmussen said thank you very much after they had some mistakes. But, you know, young man Rasmussen especially, he's played a good game tonight too.
Yeah, he's a young guy that's improving every week and getting an opportunity to play. And, yep, he made some nice plays. But, you know, defensively, that turnover ratio is huge in the outcome of any game. And we've been on the plus side of that the last few weeks. So great credit to our defense.
And cashing in points after each of those turnovers is very important as well. All right, Goebbels Tigers on the road, end the regular season, try to get a fourth outright championship in 6 years. Another tick off of the boxes that the Indians want to try to do.
Yep, absolutely. Playoffs was one thing. Going for another league championship, like you said, fourth outright, 5 and 6 years. And they've got something to play for. You know, they're playing for a league championship. They got to beat us to make the playoffs. So it should be a lot of energy, emotion, and a great road contest.
And, of course, if you can't make it to Goebbels to see the Tigers and the Indians, you can listen to the action right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We'll be on the air at 6:40. We'll talk with head coach Bill Dunn before the game as well. Have a good week.
Thank you, sir.